How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best thank fuck for that moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
Hello!
I said hello. Hello like that to Lucas earlier, and then Lucas was like, I thought I started a recording of the podcast because it sounded
I just had another tab open and I thought that I'd accidentally played something. I thought I'd played an episode of the podcast. And I was like, oh no, it's actual Mickey.
You're like, where's Sarah?
That's me. Yeah. How are you guys?
I'm well.
All right.
I'm great.
My headline, I got no titties.
Woo! Yeah.
I do have three butts now.
Oh. What? They did extra.
A little something extra. Yeah.
Wait, is it like they put your tits in your butt?
Well, there's no need to throw it away, is there? Waste not, want not.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, that's beautiful. That's the circle of life, I think. I think that's what people mean when they say that.
Yeah, that's what that song's about.
That's what that song's about. How are you feeling, Sarah?
I'm feeling good. I am like 17 days out, I think. So like over 2 weeks. First week was real rough. Like I was just not, I felt so sick. This anesthetic makes you so nauseous. And also, I didn't realize that having major traumatic surgery sends your body into this kind of like panic station mode. And it's like if you go through such a big trauma, it's like an antidiuretic. So you like stop peeing and pooping. Peeing came back quite quickly, but like I was just so swollen and bloated, and then I had no upper body strength whatsoever. So like Louisa just kept like leaving rooms and then finding me, like coming back into the room and finding me like stuck on my back.
Oh my god.
Like a little tortoise. Oh no. She'd just have to like hoist me back up,
flip you over.
In the middle of the night, I'd be like, I'd have like sunk down too low on my pillows and I'd be like, help me.
Oh my goodness.
Save me. So yeah, the first week was pretty rough, but I'm like way more mobile now and the pain level is like a lot better. So I'm feeling good. I'm just
Are you on crazy meds still?
I'm on nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm occasionally taking an ibuprofen, but I'm clean, baby.
How was the morphine? Did you get that?
No, didn't get any morphine.
Damn.
I just took paracetamol and ibuprofen. Obviously, I had like a real heavy anesthetic.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was wild. Either of you ever been under like that?
I have, yeah.
How did you find it?
I mean, I think I was quite young, so I think I came around quite quickly.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but the constipation I do remember, yeah.
Brutal. Absolutely
brutal.
It's weird. God.
It's bizarre.
Because people talk about it and I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. But yeah, like I was on the prune juice. But
I've had constipation before because I am mentally ill.
I can relate.
He just wants to join in.
It's hot. No, it's been like, I've had it where it's been like a week.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
But that's literally not from from anything physical. It's from my mind.
Psychological. That's awful. Yeah. And you can't prune juice your way out of a mind thing, can you?
You can't prune juice your way out of the mind maze.
There's no prune juice for the mind.
No, that was just like, it was with my ex-boyfriend. We were staying at his family's and it was such a like intimate space that everyone was basically like really on top of one another. And it was just like, you know, there was just like there was no privacy.
Yeah, which, Louisa and I call them poop opportunities.
Yeah.
You didn't get a poop opportunity.
There were no poop opportunities. No. Like the bathroom was like so close to, people were just walking past it like every single time. Like it was just, mad. Anyway,
we had that.
No prune juice for that.
We went on holiday to France with my family and my parents were staying in a different place, but my brother and his girlfriend and Louisa and I were staying in this tiny little chalet thing. And there was one bathroom and it was downstairs. And that downstairs was like open plan. So you had like kitchen, living room, bathroom just next to everything. And there was one day where she was like, I just need you to like cause like a ruckus. I need you to go into the kitchen and cause a big scene. And so I was like, have you guys heard the new Kylie song? And I put on Padam Padam, like so loud. And I was like, and there's like a dance. Have you heard about that dance? Showing my brother and his girlfriend, who are not interested in like this queer Kylie culture moment. And I'm like, and you just like, you like flick your hand to the side. And they're like both stood making their coffee in the morning. Like, what are you talking about?
Did it work?
You got to provide your poop opportunities for your partner.
But did it work?
I think so.
Louisa,
we didn't get into detail about it afterwards.
Get her in. Get her in. We need to have this confirmed. Yeah.
My anesthetic stressful. Journey was wild because I... And so you walk into the room and lie down on the bed by yourself, by the way.
What do you mean?
Really?
When you get surgery. Yeah, like, I don't know. It made me realise how arrogant I was being that I thought for a second that I, a perfectly able-bodied person, would be wheeled in to a room that I didn't need
of course.
To be wheeled into.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
This is a hospital. They don't have time to just, like, give me a lift into a room that I can walk into.
That's so, like, so they funny. Just,
it's so stupid. So, like, they walk you in and you have to lie down. I got my tits out too soon, which was embarrassing. I was wearing this like gown and he was like, can you just undo the back? Because obviously when you lie down, it'll be harder for us to get to the back. And I was like, sure. And then I just like took the top half down and he was like, you can put that back up.
So listen, Sarah, there aren't many opportunities for you at that point anymore to flash. So exactly. I do understand why you were like, you know what? I need to get this one in.
I hated going into surgery feeling a bit slutty. Like, he was like, put them away.
Put them away. You're like, I'm trying.
And then he starts giving me the anaesthetic and he goes, oh, so what do you do for a living? And I was like, oh, I can't believe we're doing this now. And I was like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he was like, oh, and that pays the bills, does it? And I was genuinely, if I'd fallen asleep like slightly like slower, he would have asked me to tell him a joke. Like, I think.
Oh my God.
So that was a weird situation. I was like, I'm about to have very expensive surgery. Like,
that's what I was thinking. It was like, right. How much do you think this costs?
Yeah. So that was weird. And then I like, you blink and you're awake. And I woke up still in that room. That must have been like a holding room, I think. It wasn't where I had my surgery because there was somebody else in there who'd had surgery as well.
And she so was there like, was some was, wheeling that happened.
Yeah. So she came to whilst I was coming to. So I'm on this bed. They've put this, like, I have to wear this, like, compression vest thing. So I've got that on somehow. And I'm like, I can't even lift my head. I'm like, probably like white as a ghost. I feel so sick. And this woman's like saying to them, like, she's like, I feel really nauseous. And for some reason, I decide, I'm like, I've got this. So I start saying like, hey, if it makes you feel better, I feel nauseous too. I feel nauseous and I am fine. I'm fine. I think it's just something in the air today. Like, I think you're going to be fine. And like,
you said there's something in the air today.
I've got this memory of this woman being wheeled past me. And she's looking at me like, I must have looked like a fucking horror show. And I'm going, we're in the same boat. We're in the everything's going to be fine.
I love that you, in your like anesthetic state, have based this on absolutely nothing. This must be like just like kind of like a test. Like, are you an optimistic person, a pessimistic person? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when all of your like defenses fall away and you're just in your like purest state, which I guess is like what anesthetic does. You're just a really optimistic person, Sarah.
Like, I'm a natural caregiver. You know, I'm like, yeah. Do you need reassurance? I can provide that. You're not the only one feeling nauseous.
How long were you in hospital for after waking up?
Just the night. One night. Louisa waited, so the surgery was like 3 hours, but then I think I was like just under for like an hour and they were waiting for me to come around. So Louisa was like waiting the whole time and she was like really, really scared. And they came to say that it had gone well and I was like just coming to. And that was like another hour wait. And then so my memory of it is that they were playing music in the room that I was in and they were playing Tina Turner. They were playing Simply the Best. And then Louisa said that she's waiting in this little room. The doors burst open. I come in being wheeled on a bed. There's two porters and we're all singing Simply the Best. And I've got my finger in the air with like the little like heart monitor thing on my finger, like the pulse monitor. And I'm like, better than all the rest. So she's like, oh, you were fine.
That's amazing. What a memory.
I had a really scary like Eastern European nurse as my like main caregiver. Her name was Joanna and she was absolutely terrifying. And she came in like an hour later and she was like, hello, Sarah. I hear everything is simply the best. So it was quite the experience.
I bet. I'm so glad that you're doing well, though.
Yeah, I feel well. I'm slightly going out
a couple
the
of
house
days because I feel like it was only a week ago where you sent me a message being like, "I have gone on a walk by myself."
Yeah. Yeah. The first few days, I couldn't go anywhere. I went downstairs onto the street. We live above a deli. And it was raining and I was really scared about getting anything like wet. So I had like a hoodie on, a raincoat on, my hood up and then a hat under my hood. And I couldn't stand up particularly straight. So I was really hunched over and I was just so spaced out. And Louisa was like, you just sort of stared through the window of the deli for like 2 minutes. And I had to sort of just like move you away because they were clearly getting really uncomfortable.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
so you've got full goblin mode because you know
full on goblin.
Because in your stand up, you go like a little bit goblin mode.
Yeah, it was just great.
Post surgery, Sarah is full goblin mode.
Total goblin. Mm. Yeah. So what's new with you guys?
Yeah.
How's your holiday?
Oh, it was great.
I love that you were having these contrasting stories of like, I'm getting my boobs removed and you're leaping off a rock into the sea. Yeah.
We had actually very similar a couple of weeks. Yeah. It was, oh my God, it was so amazing. It was so funny because I got this message. I put the photos up of my holiday and then a person who listens to the podcast was like, I've been waiting for this because this was hyped. This was hyped up more than either of your Edinburgh shows. And I thought,
that's so true. That's
and I thought
so
that was
true.
So funny that it was like.
It did we had a stage where you plugged the rock after every episode.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what they said. They were like, you plugged the rock. And then they suggested that what I should do really is a stand-up comedy from the rock. And then every time I do a punchline, I jump in the sea. I thought that was the best suggestion I'd ever heard in my life. So they needed.
I would watch that special.
I needed to give them a shout out. So shout out to Joe.
And I'd like you to leave in the bit where you have to then swim out of the sea, climb up the rock, yeah, and then get back to the top and start doing jokes again.
But I keep going like I climb up the rock, and as I'm climbing up, I go, keep that momentum going.
You keep saying it over and over again until you.
I do the same line every time. I don't change tact, you know. And I keep on being like a little bit more exhausted every time I climb up it.
Keep that momentum.
Hold on, you guys. My mic has stopped working after the first time I jumped off the rock.
You're spitting seawater out.
It was amazing.
Hair's like plastered to your face. Yeah, yeah.
Makeup dripping off my face. Why did I put makeup on? I was bleeding. This was like, I messaged you this. Day one, I'd scrambled up this rock so much that I'd completely opened up my legs and like my finger was like, it was just, Patrick took a photo, but because we took these like old school cameras, you couldn't really see it. But it was like day one, I was just covered in blood. Like my legs were like bleeding. And it was just like, it was just a photo of me covered in blood, big smile on my face, just like so happy.
The holiday of a lifetime.
Yeah, I was really having a great time. And the second best thing about it was that there were a lot of jellyfish. Apparently, the jellyfish are, because of climate change, they're really rampant now. Because,
what?
Yeah, apparently there's
as
more
in
jellyfish
sexually
now.
Rampant.
I don't know anything about their sex lives. I didn't ask.
Oh, I thought you meant like.
I didn't ask the jellyfish.
It's breeding season. Oh, do you just mean there's loads of them?
No, I mean, I don't know how they breed, but they apparently there's more of them because the seas are warming up and they're like number one predator, which is the sea turtle. There's less of them. There were a lot of jellyfish. Just some signs for you. There were a lot of jellyfish and because like swimming is like my main thing that I want to go on holiday for. I was really like sad. Like I was like devastated. I was like, Patrick, but. Like, and he was like, no, it will be fine. And I'm like, but I don't want to go in the sea if there's like lots of jellyfish.
Yeah.
But there were two kinds. There was one which is like, it doesn't sting. So, but it's huge. It looks insane. It's called like, fried egg jellyfish. If anyone wants to look it up, they're like giant.
Fried egg?
Fried egg. Cause they look like a fried egg. Cause they're like these, like they look like a big pancake. But they don't do anything. But then there's like the little like stingy ones. And then yeah. Patrick said, what my dad used to do, because his dad's, you know, from Malta. And like what my dad used to do is he used to go in the sea and with a little net and just like scoop them up. And I was like, that sounds terrifying. I will not. Yeah. But then there's all these like old Maltese ladies who just like go into the sea with their little net. And I was like, if they can do it, like I can do it. So then we bought a little net and we went into the sea. The other thing is like, they don't swim. They just like bop in the current. So once you like kind of clear an area, there's not like more that come in until like the next day, basically.
So you were just going into the sea, tidying up.
Tidying up.
Yeah.
And it was the best. I was like, oh, Patrick, I was like, this is a game. And he was like, yeah, it's like, and I got so excited. It literally felt like a life, like a video game where you just like try and find every single one of them and then like scoop them up. Honestly, I could not have imagined this, but killing jellyfish was one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life. And it really made me understand hunting. Okay? So I'll be hunting after this.
So you went on holiday and culled jellyfish for a week.
Yeah. I'm a stone cold killer now.
That's insane.
The great thing is like once you come out with like these jellyfishing, or the people around you, like there's a lot of respect on the beach.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Maltese ladies were looking at you like she's one of us?
100%. Yeah. I don't speak the language, so I don't know what they were saying, but I felt like it was good.
Did they appoint you head of the jellyfish killing mafia? I feel like there's like an organization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and you got indoctrinated.
Again, like none of this was like explicitly said, but it felt like that. It felt like there was a lot of respect. These two German tourists, at some point they saw me and Patrick like come in the morning, because we would go to this like little beach area where the rock was, obviously. And then they were like, we'll wait until you guys are done like clearing the area.
Oh my God.
That's a rep. That's a reputation.
That is a rep. Yeah. Silence fell when you entered the beach. They all bowed their heads.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They clear a path.
So I killed a lot of jellyfish, and so it's now their main predator is the sea turtle and Mickey.
Mickey Overman.
Mickey Overman. and then after that we would jump off the rock. It was a great time.
I'm just picturing like a little Pixar movie with like two jellyfish, and one's like the mom and one's a baby, and the mom is like, you must never go near that rock.
Yeah. I'm like the hunter in Bambi.
I'm one of the
great villains of the sea.
You're horrifying.
Yeah, horrible, horrible person. So that's what I was up to. Really similar to your couple of weeks, Sarah.
Well, I'm glad you got a taste for jelly.
Yeah. And Lucas, what have you been up to?
What's new with you?
Well, I mean, there's been no major surgery or jellyfish genocide on my end.
No, but you did have a video go viral.
Oh, I did. Did you guys see that?
No, I did see it. It was very exciting.
I did.
He does a POV of like a you go on a date with a climber.
Oh, I saw that video. That's a great video. Did it go viral? Well done. Mm-hmm.
It did. Yes. No. It was. I think it struck a chord with some people. It's very niche. I now have a lot of climbers following me, and also a lot of, because Noelle, my girlfriend, was the one filming it, pretending to be the girlfriend, and she got a lot of people following her who are also climbers, which is
that's just funny.
Means they have a good sense of humor.
They've identified her as somebody that would date a climber.
Well, she kind of is, because I do go climbing. We did go climbing that day. I took her and I showed her the ropes, if you pardon the pun.
Love that.
But I came up with the idea afterwards, because I was like, some of these people are very unaware, because it is a strange phenomenon. Have you seen it where like loads of guys are just really into like climbing?
Mm-hmm. And my brother is a climber.
It's a strange phenomenon. It's like men are like obsessed with like devolving and like getting back in touch with their like monkey roots. I just don't understand it, but it is fun.
It's just that they don't have any issues. Do you know what I mean? To like focus on. So they have to invent some stupid.
They need to
stuff
create
like
danger where there isn't danger.
Yeah. Because their lives are just kind of fine.
Yeah.
One thing I realized when I saw your video was because I was on our like podcast account, and I was like, why hasn't this come up on mine? It's because I don't follow you, Lucas. So I'm gonna follow you live on air.
Oh my god!
This is very exciting.
This is exciting, it was so, but also terrible.
It was so embarrassing that I was like, you know what? I just need to own up to this, like, on air. Like, if I can't sneak it in, I can't be like by myself and then be like, hope he doesn't notice, because you'll notice. No, I would, it's embarrassing.
I call you out. So
I follow Lucas on everything. Lucas and I have a joint bank account.
Yeah.
How is that true?
That's not true.
Okay, we had to go to the bank together.
It's obviously, yeah. We're building a life.
Listen,
together,
I think it would be what so role funny would we if have? You guys are like in charge of our like podcast, like Patreon or whatever, and then you're just like, yeah, we don't trust you to be part of the joint account.
Yeah, we went to the bank, we pretended we were a couple. We've taken out a mortgage.
Yeah.
Point is, I've done it now. I own up to it. I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you.
Listen. But I don't think this is okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we're not done. Good.
I think there's more needs to be done.
What do I need to do?
To repent. Change your Instagram name to Lucas Jeffcoat for 7 years.
Yes.
7 years should
Sarah
do it.
Sarah doesn't believe in punishment that fits the crime.
No, not at all. You are cursed to be Lucas Jeffcoat for 7 years.
No. And Lucas, I don't think Lucas would even want that.
You don't have a name anymore.
No, oh, okay. I just have no name. Oh, okay.
Real, well, that's like, mysterious. Real lose-lose situation here for Lucas.
I'm like the emperor that's like, cut the baby in half.
Your one went, your video did really well, Sarah, the one from Just for Laughs. That was so funny.
The
Titanic one.
It was like perfect timing and also terrible timing, in that it was really nice to be, because that was literally the first week of my recovery. So it was really nice to have something like, just like feeling like it was doing its own thing whilst I was like lying flat on my back waiting for Louisa to pick me up again. But it did inspire a lot of like transphobia. A lot of... And then Jamie Lee Curtis posted it on her Instagram. Did you see that?
I saw that. That was so cool.
I didn't know it had happened. So I woke up and I'd gained like 3,000 Instagram followers and had got a load of new subscribers on my email account on my website. So I was like, something's happened, but I have no idea what. And because it's JFL that posted it, I don't get all of the information about... So they just collaborated with... So I don't get it when people share it. And I was like, I feel like somebody shared it, but I have no way of knowing how, like who or how. So I was like, I guess I'll just have to wait and see. And then in the afternoon, Louisa's friend texted her and said, have you seen this, by the way? And I thought she'd put it on her story, but she posted it on her main grid, which is just insane. It's absolutely insane. But the comments on that are like horrible, like really, like on her post are like insanely horrible. And then some of them came over to mine and commented again, I guess. But most largely, it's very positive. I think it's a really positive, like it's so nice that she posted it. It's gained me a lot of like more attention and more followers, and people who actually liked it have followed me and engaged with me. But yeah, it was a bit of a depressing experience to have gone through this kind of really nice gender affirming, but then slightly like... difficult process in that I wasn't feeling very well, and then also just having that amount of transphobia coming through on my phone. So double-edged sword, I think.
Yeah, that's just so horrible, because I mean she's such a fighter, isn't she, for the cause.
I think one of her children is trans.
So then the platform that she has is so amazing because it's so big, but that obviously just means that the hate, you know, is bigger as well. And yeah. I have such admiration for people who just, you know, despite all the hate that they get, just keep on fighting the good fight. It's just,
it's so great. And she's in a position where she's like, my reputation, like I can lose this amount of support from these terrible people and my life will be better for it. Like, if these people have these ideals, I don't want them like coming out to support me. So like her life is going to be fine either way. So it's so great that she's like, so I'm just going to like really lean into being like the biggest ally I can be. Which is amazing.
I love it.
especially when you see people like that being so sort of partisan about these things, and you're like, oh, so annoying.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible. I just think about this, like, you know, it's just going to happen. You know, whatever the thing about you is that people hate, however big you get, it's just that's going to get bigger. It's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like the only thing I get really is obviously like sexism. So that's like the more followers I gain, the more people on my comments are like, women aren't funny. Mm. And I'm just like, yeah, that seems about right. Like that seems about like the right amount of hate that would get.
Yeah.
You know. But that, I mean, like it's nothing obviously compared to
I get such a weird variation of that, where sometimes I get like women aren't funny, and then I get like only reason this one is funny is because she looks like a man. like, okay, so that's sort of like a compliment, but also like, why do you can't surrender your ideal that like that people who aren't men are funny, so you have to be like, oh well, this one's gamed the system by dressing up as a man. Yeah,
that's amazing. It's like you get boy privilege in like the worst way possible.
Yeah, somebody put like funniest non-man, and I was like, all of that is like nice and affirming. Right? Mm-hmm. You've called me a non-man and you've said that I'm funny. But why did you say it like that?
Yeah. Because it has to obviously be fueled by, you know, by misogyny. Like they can't leave that bit out. That's the main bit.
Yeah. I don't want anyone for a second to read this and think that I think women are funny.
I know. It's so funny. There's such levels. There's just like there's like women aren't funny, and then there's like I get a people who are like, a woman that's funny?
Yeah,
that's like the next. That's like
they're
the next
so
level.
Shocked. How are you doing this?
Well, I sent this to my friend one time where it was like this guy was like, he like sent like a hello Mickey. I just want to thank you for, and it was basically a message where he was like saying that he'd never thought a woman was funny, but then he thought I was funny, so he wanted to thank me for that he finally found one. And it's like, this is the worst thing I've ever read in my life. Like, that's so insulting. And like, why would you think I would want to hear that? Like, why would you think
I'm amazing?
You're welcome.
I'm so grateful I got an opportunity to see a white whale before I died.
Fucking hell, mate.
I saw a funny woman once.
It's so mad. Like, it's so mad. That's really funny, though, that you're getting these really mixed.
Yeah, they're compliments, but they have to, like, it's really hard to take a compliment when it is, like, completely disrespecting, like, all other women, all other queer people, like
oh, yeah.
All of the people I'm friends with, everyone I love and respect, like, but it's like, but you, we do like you. Like, I can't sit there and go, oh, thanks.
No, thank you so have much. To ignore it. You have to ignore
it. Oh, yeah.
It. You just have to ignore it.
The maddest thing is that I'm getting a lot of, like, really, like, rampant trolls who will, like, fully argue with people in the comments, often about, like, gender stuff. And they follow me.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they want it. They want to make sure they get the next one so that they could.
Yeah.
Listen, the thing that's really funny about that stuff is that, you know, it's, I mean, really, obviously, we shouldn't read the comments. That's always the thing that is the main lesson. But they're just helping your engagement. Like, the Instagram algorithm doesn't care about what the comments are. It just cares about the fact that there are comments. So the more hate people spout on your comment section, the more your video will be pushed out to other people.
Yeah.
It's like so mad.
If you want to have a real ridiculous argument, please go for it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Lucas, do you get any hate on your videos?
Yeah.
I mean, I get some stuff, but like nothing bigoted, I wouldn't say. Unless you count making fun of being ginger as bigoted. One person commented, I think it's just the fact that he's ginger that makes him unlikable or something like that.
Yes. All right.
Old school.
That's
old school.
I know, it's funny. And someone thought I was a lesbian as well, like not as a joke.
I mean, I do see that, to be fair.
Yeah, which I didn't take as a hate comment.
No.
You have a slightly androgynous vibe.
Exactly.
It's hot.
It's hot.
For you, Lucas.
That's what I replied.
Yeah. People, look and Lucas up. It's hot.
So, no, not really. I don't usually read the comments, though. But if you don't like stuff, you can filter certain words out of your comment section, I think, on TikTok.
But then how do I hate myself?
Well, that's true. It doesn't... Yeah, you won't get as many horrible comments. But, you can filter out words, I think.
Mm. I saw something the other day, and I probably shouldn't name who it was, but there was, like, a comedian who's been announced on, like a primetime show. And... for some reason, I went on it and I like saw that she had replied to a comment on it. So I clicked on it, and she'd replied to every single negative comment. So there were loads of like positive comments about her being in the show, but every single negative comment she'd responded to.
Really?
Like, this is mad. Like, and a lot of the comments were like, oh, I've not heard. I don't know who this person is. And she was replying to every single one that wasn't nice, but not replying to the nice ones, which was kind of weird.
That's so... Why would she do that?
I mean, maybe it's like... I mean, the replies that she was giving were quite funny.
Oh, right, okay.
So she was doing, like, amusing responses to all of them, but I was like, this is a lot to put yourself through, to go through all of the negative comments and see
what
everyone has to say.
That's insane. I would not do that.
I tried to
steer clear of the comments altogether. I'll respond to people if they message me. This is such an invitation, but if they message me, but I won't respond to just the comment section, because I feel like it's a bit of a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the I was really excited the other day because I'm such a shoo-in for most like girl cliches, and I find it really annoying I find it very annoying to be such a cliche. But have you guys heard about this like Roman Empire thing going around?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I got so excited because it's like, guys, think about the Roman Empire. I think about the Roman Empire all the time. I think probably daily.
One of the boys.
You have to, living in Streatham, because isn't Streatham High Road like one of the biggest?
Thank you. Roads? It's the Roman Road. I think about that a lot. When I look out my window, I'm like, this is the old Roman Road. But I also just genuinely think about the Empire, just a lot. I've read a lot of books about the Roman Empire, and also like a lot of like historical fiction about the Roman Empire. My favorite thing is historical fiction about the Roman Empire, where they feature like their main characters are like the women of the Roman Empire that no one knows anything about, because nothing about them was written down. So whenever I read these books, I'm always like, you have no idea what you're talking about. This is like the most historical fiction. This is more fiction than historical, because like
if there's a woman featured, you're like, you made this up.
There's no way. You know nothing about it. It'll be like the empresses, and it's like there's one fact about this empress, and that's it. Mm. Like you don't know anything about. I listened to this whole historical podcast about like the empresses of the Roman Empire, and every single episode was just being like, we don't know anything about this woman. And then they would be like, but maybe this happened.
We're going to speculate about a woman for a while.
Yeah. So that was really exciting. And then the other one was that I saw this like video online of, I think it's Mary Beth Barone. She does she's American comic, and she does this little like bit. And she's basically saying that like guys and girls shouldn't go on dates because they have nothing in common. And then she basically says like every guy just wants to look up like what the population of a city is.
Yeah.
And then she asks, it's really funny. And then she asks someone in the crowd, like a guy in the crowd, like, what's the last place you looked up? And the guy's like, Austin, Texas. And it's really funny. Everyone's laughing. I would do that. I would look up the population of any city, and I got very excited again because I was like, oh my god, look at me defying all these like gender norms.
You're standing and a little more masculine today.
Yeah, really am. And I was just really excited, and then I was saying this to Patrick. I was like, I think about the population of cities all the time. Like, I look up stuff all the time. And then Patrick said, yeah, Mickey, you're the only person I know that has the Wikipedia app. And I'm like, I freaked out. I was like, that cannot be true. We don't all have the app.
Really? That's so funny.
I know. I don't have the app. I didn't even know there was an app. Yeah.
I use Wikipedia all the time. I had no idea there was an app.
No way.
That's hilarious.
I'm on the app every day. How do you not have the app?
You're king of men. That's what you are.
Thank
you're the biggest man.
King of jellyfish. King of men.
When you swipe down on Mickey's phone and it comes up with the four suggested apps, it's the Wikipedia app is one of them.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia
and
app.
The next one after that is smash some jellyfish.
Yeah.
You just log your numbers for the day.
Oh my god, it just makes me feel better. So now when I go back to listening to my Kelly Clarkson, I'm like, you know what, it's all right.
Yeah, and we don't know whether or not women during the Roman Empire listened to Kelly Clarkson because we didn't write it down.
They probably did. There's literally no way of knowing. Yeah,
Kelly Clarkson is timeless.
I think so.
I don't think about the Roman Empire. Louisa definitely does. I don't know if Louisa thinks about anything other than the Roman Empire.
Really?
Sometimes she'll drift off and think about castles.
Castles is good. Castles is a good thing to think about.
Yeah. This morning, she turned to me. First thing she said when I woke up was, please, can we do some English heritage soon? She was like, we need to make the most of my membership. So...
What one have you done?
I don't think we've done any yet. She's done some with other people, but I have been promising her that I will go to some. We tried.
Is she a rambler? Is she a rambler?
She's a castler.
She's a castler.
She's a castler. She loves castling. We tried to go to a castle when we went to Whitstable, but it was closed.
If you ever want to go to a castle, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this to Louisa through you. Louisa!
I love a castle. We went to a castle in France. We went to Nor. And that we went over the castles on the hot air balloon, as you know.
That is so exciting. You saw the castle from above?
From the sky, yeah.
You're mooning the castle?
Yeah, as the illustration suggests.
As the illustration? Yeah. Oh my god.
Did I ever post that illustration?
Yeah, you did.
Oh god, I'm good.
I'm no, really did you neglected. Give it to Lucas and then Lucas posted it?
No, I posted it, I think.
Fuck,
I have been neglecting the social media admin, though, I have to say. But then again...
Well, we have been, but listen, I'm back from jelly hunting. You're back from surgery.
I'm back.
Lucas is back from climbing.
Was never
so gone. We'll all be better from now on.
Lucas is finally off the wall.
Get down from there.
But I mean, this is all great stuff. What's your Roman Empire, Lucas?
Yeah.
What is my Roman Empire? I do think about the Roman Empire. I think specifically about I think about the Roman Empire in terms of Alexander the Great. So I'll compare his life to mine sometimes because he was very young. During his reign, so I'll think about when he was 20, he had this huge empire, and then when I'm 20, I'm like eating a fruit corner at my parents' house.
As in, like, you think that you should be doing more, or that like your life is better because he didn't have fruit corners?
No, I suppose he did miss out on that, but he was quite a high achiever.
Yeah. I guess but he I had I'm... help though, didn't he?
Wasn't he a Nepo baby?
He was a Nepo baby.
He must have been a Nepo baby. I doubt he was a peasant.
Yeah, and I think I'm having too high expectations for myself. I don't really want an empire.
I think you're being unfair on yourself. Yeah. You can't look left and right, especially not that far left.
No.
I also think that's like, that's a really stressful way to think about your life in terms of like an emperor.
Like, yeah. Alex had so much support, obviously.
Yeah, Alex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I could never be an emperor. I don't like grapes or lying down, so I couldn't do that. And I think that's most of what an empire does.
Oh my God, I could totally be an emperor. I love grapes and lying down.
Mm.
That's basically being in hospital.
I think that's most of the job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I and could be an empress. You grapes?
Yeah.
But an empress in like the Roman times, where it's like, who knows what they were doing? Not an empress like...
we know nothing.
Not an empress
about
like Catherine the Great, where she just she actually had a lot to do. Mm. Although she was like fucking a lot, that's nice.
You could be one of those empresses that just sit around listening to Kelly Clarkson.
That's... Oh my God, that's all I want to do. That's really all I want to do.
Have you been listening to her new music? I'm sorry, we're on this now, but
sorry, yeah, we've gone from Alexander the Great to Kelly Clarkson. I have not listened to
her new music. It's a natural leap.
It's what Alex would have wanted.
Yeah.
Yes. I have not listened to her new music, actually. Is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah. I'd say.
Yes. Mm. I've really been listening to there's new music from this like Dutch people that I really like, so I've been listening to that like over and over again.
That's good. The only thing that's really got Louisa and I through this last 2 weeks is the thought of Halloween, and I don't know why, and it's really early, like mid-September is too early to start engaging with Halloween, but I think just like sort of autumnal vibes, we were just latching on to this sort of idea of like watching like spooky movies and like maybe decorating the house in some way. I don't know why. Something's
gone. Are you a Halloween person?
No. No.
I feel like not. I don't know that. This is like the first time I've ever heard you talk about Halloween.
That's because it's the first time that this has ever happened to me.
Right, okay, okay.
And so it's meant for like the last, or like, yeah, 17 days. We've been heavily resisting the urge to watch Hocus Pocus because we don't want to blow our load.
You can watch Hocus Pocus. Come on.
But on the 1st of October, we listened through to the entire Hocus Pocus soundtrack.
Very good. Very good.
So something's happening in this house. We bought a pumpkin bath hand towel, and then Louisa bought a pumpkin shower curtain.
You've lost... Okay, that's good. You've both lost your minds. That's good.
What are you going to do with it the rest of the year?
We've not had much going on.
Which one are you from Hocus Pocus? Do you ever do this? We used to do this all the time, me and my sisters.
Which of the three sisters?
Yeah, so it'd be like me and my sisters. Whenever there was like a bunch of like girl characters or any characters, really, we'd just be like, which one are you?
I like to think I'm the book.
You like to think you're the book?
Yeah.
Full of wisdom.
Full of wisdom, causing a little bit of mischief. Mm-hmm. Always getting lost.
I like that.
Yeah. Which one are you?
Bette Midler.
I think I know which one you are. Are you Bette Midler? Really? Mm-hmm. You think you're Winifred? Mm-hmm. I think Lucas is Winifred.
This is devastating news.
I must confess, I've never actually seen Hocus Pocus.
Okay, well, that has to be rectified. And
that's the end of the podcast. Sorry.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Lucas is fired.
We're going to kill Lucas like a jellyfish.
You're going to scoop me up with a net.
Get in the net.
I think it's fine. You go full Halloween. I think that's nice. Are you going to go throw a party?
Well, so this is the end of this exciting tale. I've now booked to go. Me and Louisa and a couple of friends are going to a screening of Hocus Pocus at the Clapham Grand on Halloween, and we get to dress
fun.
Up. There's a witchiest witch competition, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, that's fun.
You got to find your way through these things.
And by that time, you will have done your first gig again.
I'll have done my first gig, and I've gone back to work. I'd be very close to not having to wear my compression vest, which is exciting news.
It's really exciting. I mean,
yeah.
So Sarah, you sent me a picture.
Yeah, I did.
And
a nude, as it were.
Hey, first nude you've ever sent me. That was not something
remarkable.
You would have.
I sent loads to Lucas.
Yeah.
But you have
I didn't
to
have
you
your number, so it was just very confusing. I didn't know who it was.
And we had to make it convincing for the joint bank account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. But I thought, I had so many thoughts because I was like, well, first of all, isn't that amazing that like this is something that you were able to do, post surgery that you would not have been able to do, you know, societally, you wouldn't send a topless pic.
Send you a topless pic, yeah,
with boobs. Like you would not, You would not do that to your friend. And so that. But also, like,
I really ask for consent. I didn't.
You did. But what I really liked about it was like I thought it would be like bandaged up and stuff, but it was like it looked so like natural and good already that I was like I couldn't believe it. Like it looks so
it's healing
good.
Well. There's not too much bruising. There's not really any bruising now, and I just have to have dressings on my scars and on my nips. So I'm walking around with plasters on my nips for the next few weeks. If anybody's wondering. Which I
bet
presume
they are.
I think they were. But yeah, it's all looking pretty clean and not too much swelling either.
Wow, amazing!
My belly swelled more than my pecs.
Your pec? Yeah, you have pecs now.
I got pecs now. What else am I going to call them?
No, that's exciting. It's exciting to have pecs.
Nip cushions.
Yeah, you workshop this.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, you get back to
the silence after nip cushions was damning.
Yeah, well,
actually,
was not well received. This is actually quite beautiful. I think we've sort of bookended the podcast.
We've come
with
full circle
with Sarah's like, tits slash lack
like
thereof.
A nipple,
or a jellyfish,
and a jellyfish.
Callback. That's good. That's good podcasting.
That's great podcasting, guys.
So we say to the listeners, thank you guys so much for bearing with us, obviously.
Thank you for bearing with us. And my consent policy only is really about Mickey.
Yes.
I will send you guys nudes willy-nilly. You just have to put your hands up.
They are. They fucking are. Yeah. Sarah's creepiness at the end of the podcast.
Turns out the perviness was not stored in the boobs.
Yeah, no one thought it was. Absolutely no one thought it was. The perviness is like, that's an entire Sarah. That's in your entire body.
It's fizzing through my being. Yeah. From the tips of my toes to the top of my nose.
Let's say nice things to the listener, Sarah. Come on.
All right.
Thank you for bearing with us during this period where we are sort of sporadically putting stuff out. We'll be back to weekly very soon.
So soon. And we'll put more videos up. And we love you so much. Thanks for getting in touch with us as well. I had a couple of messages of people saying they like the podcast. And that's always very refreshing to hear.
That's so nice. Yeah.
So nice. My cousin came for lunch the other day and he said that he started listening to it on the tube and he had to turn it off because he was laughing so much and he felt like he was looking like a weirdo. Yeah.
Oh,
he said
that he
laughed at one bit because we're talking about boobs. And then apparently you said we have one boob between the two of us.
Yeah. And it's gone down to half.
Yeah,
it's gone down to half.
We have a quarter of a boob. And some of that is Lucas.
Yeah. It's honestly like rack wise, we just had the most pathetic combined mass.
Yeah, we're running at a loss now.
That's really funny. I don't know how to end this.
That's the end. That's the end of it.
That's the end. Thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you for listening.
Say
please goodbye,
sign up
Lucas.
To Patreon. Is this for Patreon or for everyone?
Goodbye.
Sorry,
I've got no
you have
idea.
To edit this bad out.
What is this for?
We should probably do it for everyone, I think.
Yeah. Should we do a Patreon thing?
We can do a Patreon thing.
Yeah,
let's I don't do know it. If the public listeners knew. Oh, they did know about the top surgery, didn't they?
I think they would want to know.
I think they'd like to know.
Yeah.
Well, now they know.
Now they know.
There you have it, folks. Well, sign up to our Patreon because we'll do a couple more of these as well, and we'll do some secret Patreon ones as well.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have saved some of my secrets for Patreon. I can come up with more.
Thanks for listening, and you'll hear us next time.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.